the translator at the center of a massive sports betting scandal. Hi there, everyone. I'm Jeff, and this is Plain English, where we help you upgrade your English with stories about current events and trending topics. And it's not just the stories either. We also show you in every lesson, we also show you how to use one new English expression or phrasal verb. And these are great because every single one of these English expressions can help you communicate an idea in English. And that's what this is all about, right? Well, today's story is about a translator for a sports star. Ippei Mizuhara translated for Shohei Ohtani, a Japanese baseball star who now plays in Los Angeles. And he, the translator, stands accused of stealing over $16 million from Ohtani and using it to pay off sports gambling debts. It's a wild story. In the second half of the lesson, I'll show you how to use the English expression caught up in. This is lesson number 673, so that means the full lesson, the transcript, the quizzes, translations, exercises, activities, all that is available at plainenglish.com/673. That is thanks to JR, the producer. Ready to get started? Here we go. Plain English listeners first learned about Shohei Ohtani in April 2018, lesson number 37. He was Japan's best baseball player, a superstar at a young age. He dominated in Japan and then came to play for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim when he was just 23 years old. The Angels are the LA area's second most popular team out of two. Ohtani became one of the best players in Major League Baseball, but the Angels are a bad team, so it seemed like his talent was wasted. When Ohtani's contract ended at the end of last season, he became a free agent. That meant that any team could bid for his services. And did they ever bid? The highest bidder was the Dodgers, the other team in the LA area. The Los Angeles Dodgers are one of baseball's biggest brands and one of the most successful teams in recent years. The Dodgers agreed to pay Ohtani an eye-popping sum of money, $700 million, extended over 20 years. That's a bigger contract than any other American athlete has ever signed in any sport. $700 million. So this year, 2024, is Ohtani's first year with the Dodgers. And the Dodgers, by coincidence, opened the Major League Baseball season with two games in South Korea on March 20th and 21st. This was going to be a big moment for Ohtani and for baseball. His first game with the Dodgers would be an international showcase game back in Asia. But a scandal ruined his Dodgers debut. Just hours after the first game, a story broke that Ohtani's translator had paid millions of dollars to settle gambling debts. Ohtani speaks Japanese and employed a translator to help him interact with the media, talk to his teammates and coaches, and to navigate life in the United States. Ippei Mizuhara was born in Japan but had lived many years in California. He had worked for Ohtani in Japan and for Ohtani's entire time in the U.S. Speculation started immediately after the story broke. Was Ohtani, one of baseball's biggest stars, caught up in illegal gambling? Did Ohtani make the bets himself? Did he and Mizuhara bet on games that the baseball star was playing in? Did the scandal go deeper than just these two? The Dodgers immediately fired Mizuhara. Ohtani doesn't speak much English and was stuck without his longtime friend and translator. He didn't say much on the topic at the beginning. He initially said he had authorized payments to cover Mizuhara's debts. Then he changed his story and said that he was the victim. The scandal cast a shadow on his debut with the Dodgers, on the series in Seoul, and on baseball's new season. Now, American prosecutors have charged Mizuhara. Here's what they say happened. They say that Mizuhara is the one who bet on sports, and that Mizuhara illegally transferred $16 million from Shohei Ohtani's account to an illegal sports bookmaker in California. They say Ohtani was the victim in the case and he didn't know what his friend and translator had done. They reviewed communications between the two of them and found no evidence that Ohtani had any idea that Mizuhara had been placing bets. When Mizuhara won, the money went into his own account, not into Ohtani's. So it does appear, from the charges, that Ohtani was the victim here. So this raises two questions. First, how could Mizuhara have had access to that much of someone else's money? And second, how could Ohtani not have noticed $16 million go missing? Prosecutors say that Mizuhara began wagering in 2021. Every week that he was down, meaning every week he had lost money, he had to transfer money to cover his losses to the bookmaker. To do that, he impersonated Shohei Ohtani in phone calls with the bank, and he changed the email address and phone number on Ohtani's bank account to his own so that he, Mizuhara, and not Ohtani, would get account alerts when money left Ohtani's account. Text messages show that for 2 years, Mizuhara won some bets and lost some bets, but mostly lost on balance, he placed an average of 25 bets per day for amounts ranging from $10 to $160,000 each. He regularly had to wire large amounts to the bookmaker to cover his losses. $40,000 one week, $100,000 another week, then $300,000. At one point, he got so far behind that he couldn't pay the full balance with wire transfers without hitting the bank's transfer limit. He had to pay in weekly installments of $500,000 each. And remember, this is all money from Shohei Ohtani's account. Text messages show the translator growing frustrated with his losing bets and pleading with the bookmaker to increase his line of credit, sometimes multiple times per week. He once told the bookmaker he was asking for an increase for the last time, and then asked for another increase as his losses mounted. In total, he won $142 million in wagers and lost $183 million, leaving a net loss of almost $41 million. He didn't have a chance to pay all his debts. He stopped making his weekly payments. The bookmaker grew frustrated, then angry, then threatening. The bookmaker threatened to approach Ohtani on the street. After the story broke in the media, Misuhara seemed to admit the whole thing to his bookmaker. Misuhara's last text message said this: "Technically, I did steal from Ohtani. It's all over for me." So how did Ohtani not know what was happening? That is probably the biggest mystery, but there are some clues in the reclusive star's behavior. Ohtani doesn't seek the spotlight, and he doesn't live a flashy lifestyle. He lived in a dormitory in Japan long after he was making very good money. He gave it all to his parents and lived off a $1,000 per month allowance. He came to the U.S. at age 23. Under baseball's rules, Ohtani would have been eligible to make a lot more money if he had just waited 2 more years. But he decided to move early, foregoing tens, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. So maybe he just doesn't care much about material wealth? Maybe, but the most likely explanation is simply that he relied on other people to handle the business so that he could devote his full attention to his training. This is common. Sports agents often have departments that handle finances, publicity, sponsorships, and other off-the-field matters for their stars. The problem in this case is that Ohtani's agents, who were supposed to be looking out for him, the agents communicated with Misuhara, the translator, and often Ohtani wasn't present in meetings or copied on messages. That means a critical safety net wasn't available for Ohtani. Nobody at his agent's office spoke Japanese. Ohtani will be fine. He signed that huge contract and he makes a lot of money on endorsements and such. He's not strapped for cash by any means. But still, $16 million is twice his final annual salary with the Angels. So it's a significant amount of money, even for him. Now I'm going to show you how to use the English expression caught up in. We say that someone, a person, is caught up in something else. And we use this when a person becomes involved in something, usually something bad, and usually by accident or without fully understanding the situation. This can happen when someone gets a little bit involved in something bad or something they didn't mean to get involved in. Let's imagine that a teenager makes some new friends, and the boy wants to make a good impression on his new friends and fit in with the group. But imagine the group is involved in selling illegal drugs in school. This new friend might get caught up in selling drugs in school, not because he wanted to, but because he was responding to pressure from his new friends. He got caught up in something bad. So you can see from this example, when we say someone is caught up in something, we don't fully assign blame to that person, but we don't fully absolve the person either. The teenager who was selling drugs at school, we can understand his motivations. We can see how he didn't want to start doing that. It wasn't his idea. He wasn't the leader, but he should have known better. FTX, remember that? A lot of people at FTX didn't have any idea that the company's leaders were committing fraud. But a few people at the top did get caught up in the scandal. They got caught up in the scandal. It wasn't their idea, but they eventually found out about it and participated in it, or at least didn't stop it. You'll remember Sam Bankman-Fried was the founder of FTX, and he was convicted of fraud. But other company leaders pleaded guilty to fraud too. They weren't the masterminds. They weren't the leaders. But they weren't totally innocent either. They were caught up in the scandal. Giorgio Armani is a luxury goods company. Armani is caught up in a scandal now about working conditions. An investigation alleges that an Armani supplier, not Armani the company, a supplier, hired workers illegally and treated them poorly. The investigation is not over, but some would say Armani is caught up in the scandal. The scandal is not about actions the company directly took, but instead about actions its suppliers took. Companies are generally responsible for making sure their suppliers behave properly. So if you say Armani is caught up in the scandal, you imply that Armani isn't 100% innocent and isn't 100% guilty. It's not their actions directly, but they should have investigated their suppliers in more detail. You can be caught up in something even if you didn't do anything wrong. If you go out for a peaceful walk, but then a huge protest march comes by and you can't find a way out and you're stuck in the protest, you can say you got caught up in the protest. That doesn't mean you joined it. It doesn't mean you or anyone else did anything wrong. You were just involved in it without wanting to be. Shohei Ohtani is a baseball star. He started his career in Japan. He's now in the United States. And last month, a sensational story broke. His translator had paid millions of dollars to settle gambling debts. And when the story first came out, people wondered, is Ohtani himself caught up in the scandal? People asked, is he involved somehow? Did he agree to pay his translator's bets? If so, that would have been bad. Not as bad as the betting, but it would have been bad. That's not what happened, though. It appears now, from the evidence released so far, that Ohtani was the victim, not a participant in the crime. And in that sense, he was caught up in the scandal. He became involved in it, even when he didn't want to be. He didn't do anything wrong, but he was involved as the victim. What a crazy story that was. Is. The charges were only fully detailed a few weeks ago here in April 2024. There hasn't been a trial yet. We'll see if the translator pleads guilty or not. His lawyer's statements certainly made it seem like he would admit his guilt. And the text messages don't look good for him. We'll have to keep watching and see what happens. Now listen, twice a year here at Plain English, I give you updates on previous stories. But there are lots of small updates that I can't include in those special update lessons. But I can include them in our emails. Now for those of you who don't know, JR sends out an email every Monday and Thursday. A bunch of us here at Plain English work on those emails. JR, me, and our colleague Melissa. And in those emails, we often put links to articles about past topics. Now, one of the great things about learning English with us is that you learn about the world, what's going on. You're up to date on the latest stories. The emails that JR sends on Mondays and Thursdays are a great way to continue learning, and it's free. So yes, we tell you about the news story and the expression that came out that day, but we also tell you about the latest news on previous stories we've talked about. So if you like listening to the stories, if you like being up to date on what's going on in the world, and if you like doing that in English, then make sure to sign up for JR's emails if you're not getting them already. The way to do that is to go to plainenglish.com/mail, M-A-I-L. And if you do that, you'll start getting the emails twice each week. That brings us to the end of today's lesson. We'll be back here on Monday with a new topic. See you then.